Hello, this is Fred Vobey speaking. Well, it looks like my surgery was rescheduled for the 18th of December. However, I did promise Connie that she could do the DX audio service this month. So here she is, Connie Vobey, my six-year-old daughter, with the National Radio Club's DX audio service.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming.
Thanks, Dad. This is Connie. Now that I'm in charge, let's rock and roll. I hope everyone has a great time when Santa Claus comes, and I hope he brings me a Sparkle Eyes Barbie and some hot new clothes and a new radio so Dad and I can listen to the DX together. Let's get down to business. From the DX Change, a borough or large print amateur radio high frequency U.S. band plan is available for $3.50 per copy. The chart lists all ham bands from 10 meters through 160 meters, showing which frequencies are allocated for each band and license class. When ordering, specify Braille or large print. Checks may be payable to Steve Barr. Should be sent to 3908 West 18th Street, Wichita, Kansas, 67203. Orders will be shipped free matter. That's about it for now. And now here's that big boy from that hot radio station, Jerry Starr with the AM switch.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with the annual winter cold edition of DX Audio Service. If you'll excuse the sniffles, we'll try to get through three editions of AM Switch on the service this month. We start with edition number 293. Just a couple things of interest in 293. Under applications on 1380, we find that WAMS in Wilmington, Delaware, has applied to move to a new transmitter location. Back in 1991, this station's transmitter location became so valuable as land for a housing development that it was sold and the station was taken off the air and has been silent ever since then. People were questioning if it would ever come back, but evidently there are plans to rebuild this station at a new location, so we'll keep our eyes on 1380. And a couple items under otherness in edition number 293. On 1250, we find that WARE, Ware, Massachusetts, this station listed as silent, is on the air. 1380, KQKD in Redfield, South Dakota, another silent station that has returned to the air. And on 1400, WSJM, St. Joseph, Michigan, this station had an application tender to move to 1310 kilohertz, but that application has been denied by the FCC, and so WSJM in St. Joseph's will stay, at least for the reasonable future, on 1400. Moving on to AM switch number 294, there were call letter changes in this edition. On 550, WKHO, Pinehurst, North Carolina, changing to WIOZ. 740, KMEO, Phoenix, Arizona, becoming KIDR. On 1090, KNCR, Fortuna, California, changing to KAJK. 1220, KGIR, Cape Girardeau, Missouri, becoming KCGQ. On 1230, KISP, Phoenix, Arizona, becoming KYOT. 1360, WVSJ, Washington Township, New Jersey, changing to WNJC. On 1380, WTOO in Asheville, North Carolina, becomes WKJV. And on 1430, KSTB in Breckenridge, Texas, becomes KROO. Some interesting items under otherness on 590, KBHS, Hot Springs, Arkansas. This silent station has returned to the air. On 840 KDBS Eugene, Oregon, this new station is now on the air. If you own a copy of the new NRC log, this station appears on 860 kilohertz, and also a new station without calls is listed on 840 kilohertz. Actually, the station on 840 is KDBS. They are 1,000 watts day, 220 watts night. The antenna is U4, which means directional antenna, different patterns day and night. And the listing on 860 for Eugene, Oregon, in your NRC log, that can be eliminated. On 1070 KMOM, Monticello, Minnesota, this station is silent. 1150 WLOC, Mumfordville, Kentucky, is silent. 1230 WODE, Easton, Pennsylvania, has gone silent. 1260 KFAS, Casa Grande, Arizona, is silent for repairs. On 1430 WNFO, Ridgeland, South Carolina, this silent station has returned to the air and is programming visitor information for the Hilton Head Island area. On 1440 WCDS in Glasgow, Kentucky, has also gone silent. 1470 WHRD in Huntington, West Virginia. This station has been silent since 1986. It is back on the air, and it is also running tourist information radio. On 1490 WUSS, Atlantic City, New Jersey, several people reported this station to be silent for 2 weeks. We found out that they were running on a backup transmitter for several weeks and had very low modulation, but were not actually off the air. On 1530 KOPY, Creedmoor, Texas, has gone silent. 1570 WAQI, Fernandina Beach, Florida, is silent. As a matter of fact, they've been silent since March of 1992, and we just now found out about it. And on 1590 WASY, Gorham, Maine, this station has also gone silent. Finally, we move on to edition number 295, with call letter changes starting on 710 WKXB, Smyrna, Tennessee, becomes WZRS. On 1030 WCAG in Oviedo, Florida, becomes WONQ. 1110 WKEG, Washington, Pennsylvania, becoming WKZV. On 1140 WONQ, Orlando, Florida, becoming WRMQ. 1240 WZQA in Flowood, Mississippi, becomes WPBQ. That's a new station that is not yet on the air, by the way. On 1350 WGSW, Greenwood, South Carolina, becoming WLMA. On 1360 KSPG, El Dorado, Kansas, becoming KSRX. 1400 KKNX, Huntsville, Texas, becomes KYLR. 1450 KTYZ, Wolf Point, Montana, becomes KVCK. And on 1560, we told you about it, it's now official, WQXR, New York, New York, becomes WQEW. One new station has been applied for in this edition on 1580 for Hackettstown, New Jersey. The station would be 2,000 watts in the daytime, 170 watts at night, and directional at night only. This would replace the facilities of WSRR, Washington, New Jersey, which has been silent since 1986, if it's approved. One new station has been granted. The Orlando market gets another voice. 880 in Oviedo, Florida. 10,000 watts during the daytime, 1,000 watts at night. The antenna is U2. That means non-directional daytime and directional at night. Under applications for existing facilities, more things happening in Canada. More stations are wanting to surrender their AM license and move to FM. Two more stations this month include 1240 CJWA in Wawa, Ontario, and on 1470 CHOW in Welland, Ontario. And finally, looking in otherness, on 640 WBOW, Terre Haute, Indiana, this station is now here from their former frequency of 1230. Another frequency change, 830 CKKY, Wainwright, Alberta, is now here from their former frequency of 1230. On 920 WMMN, Fairmont, West Virginia, this station has been silent since last year. It has been purchased by the company that owns WTCS 1490 in nearby Morgantown. Under the new duopoly rules, one company is allowed to own more than one AM or more than one FM station in a market, and that's what's happening here. This station should be returning to the air soon. On 1040 CFZZ, Saint-Jean, Quebec, this station has left the broadcast band for good and moved to FM on the 31st of October of this year, and so you can scratch that one out of your log. 1120 KLIM, Lyman, Colorado, is silent. 1230 WKBO Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, which went silent in March of this year, is now back on the air. 1380 KFLJ Walsenburg, Colorado. The renewal of the license of this station, which has been silent since 1988, has been dismissed by the FCC, so it looks like KFLJ may be no more. On 1430 WBRB Mount Clemens, Michigan, this silent station has been purchased under the duopoly rules by the owner of WCAR 1090 in nearby Livonia, Michigan, and is expected to be returning. 1490 WWIL Wilmington, North Carolina, this silent station expected to return to the air the first day of December of 92. If someone in the audio service is in the area, they can monitor that station. We'd appreciate if you could give the service a call and let us know if that station actually does come back on the air. On 1520 WQMA, Marks, Mississippi, this station went silent in 1990, and a radio production company bought their studios and equipment to use for production purposes only. But now the bank, which held the license for operating the station, has turned that license over to the company that's doing production in the studios, and so the station may resume broadcasting soon. Finally, on 1600 WSLK in Hyden, Kentucky, the renewal of the license for this long silent station has also been dismissed by the FCC, so WSLK may also be disappearing from the broadcast band permanently. And that will wrap it up for this edition of AM Switch. Right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News, I'm Jerry Starr, turning it over to our wandering reporter who I believe has actually touched down at home base for a few fleeting moments anyway. Here's John Bowker.
Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Jerry. And oh, that was a beautiful segue, Connie. Hello again, everyone. This is John Bowker, and for the first time in 6 months, I'm back at the Travelog studio of the DX Audio Service in Sun City Center, Florida, after logging about 13,000 miles in the motorhome. And Linda and I visited a total of 27 states this summer, 14 of them twice, I noticed. We taped, just over 1,000 station IDs, some better than others, some we probably won't even bother to keep, but... Oh, and a few that were already in the collection sent in by audio service subscribers, so it was a wonderful trip. Highlighted, I have to keep repeating, by the annual NRC convention, this one in Omaha that Ernie Wasilowski and the Big O team put together, and it was just terrific. So now we are very much looking ahead to Connecticut for 1993 over the Labor Day weekend. I hope you are too. We'll talk more about that in about another 6 months or so, I'm sure. Today, we are going to hear what's at 1010 on the dial. Now, this channel has a unique status of being a clear channel to the Canadians and also to the Cubans. Now, what that means is that the dominant sound in the Northeast is from Toronto, CFRB. And in the Midwest, it's Calgary's CBC station that rarely, in my experience, if ever, mentions their call sign, which, for the record, is CBR. But when I've heard them, they have ID'd only as CBC Calgary. Very much the way the other CBC stations do it, too. I'd be interested to know if anybody notes a change in that, too. So, anyway, you can be pretty sure that U.S. stations operating at 1010 on the dial will be highly directional, if they have any power to speak of course. You know, I lived for 35 years, 45 miles from WINS in New York, and of course we could hear them down to the southwest in Princeton, New Jersey, you know, more or less. We certainly would never listen to them. WCBS was the news station that came in so well from New York down there. And at night, WINS, it was just lost in the garbage, actually. CFRB would come through occasionally, but not clean usually either. But while you're driving along the Garden State Parkway, which goes, by the way, within just 10 miles of New York City, you'd go through three or four knolls of WINS, and it made it very difficult in New Jersey to listen to WINS. But boy, out on Long Island to the east, oh, what a potent signal they put out there. Goodness. Now, just before we get to the 1010 tapes today, my eye wanders, I would like to play for you a recording of a commercial that Linda and I heard dozens of times this past summer in the motorhome as we drove through the far west and the Midwest. If you haven't heard this, I think you're going to like it.
Now, you can hear AM radio with great high fidelity.
AMAC.
AMAC is here. Your favorite songs, your favorite talk shows, your favorite news and sports features, all in great hi-fi. This message is being transmitted with high fidelity. Chances are your present AM radio can't receive that quality. Don't be robbed of the great quality AM radio offers. The next time you buy a radio, look for the AMAX symbol on the radio. AMAX means your radio is equipped with special features that allow your AM radio to let you hear the best high-fidelity modern technology offers. AMAX is even available in stereo for even better sound than you could imagine. So make the switch today. Look for a radio with the AMAX symbol. Ask for it by name. AMAX means hi-fi on both the AM and FM band. At last, hear AM radio with the quality you deserve. AMAX is here.
And, of course, any of you who attended the Omaha convention and heard Fred Vobey's demonstration of the AM stereo and with AMAX outfitted and all that, you'll have to agree, I'm sure, that there is little difference between the FM sound and the AM sound, except for static and things. And of course, and now we see that the Denon company has put together a super-duper AM radio that takes full advantage of all the new FCC rules and all the new noise blanking rules, so they get rid of fluorescent light buzz and everything. Radio, of course, isn't on the market yet, and the Denon label is not for the faint of heart. Rather pricey stuff, to be honest, but, you know, can Sony and Radio Shack be far behind? I don't know. Let's see what's up at 1010 on the radio dial. We're going to travel across the country now, listening to recordings we have of station IDs and just a little bit of their program, so you get some feel for what they do, at least in some of the cases. And we're going to start in the great Northeast, as we always do, on the December 1992 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
You're in tune with EBC Broadcasting for Western New England. This is WCNL AM and FM from Newport, New Hampshire.
Baseball scores and sports reports at 15:45 minutes past the hour on WINS New York.
All news, all the time. This is WINS. Give us 22 minutes. We'll give you the world.
74 degrees, mostly cloudy at 3:41. I'm Irwin Brown. Here's what's happening.
You know, that ID hasn't changed in years. You heard one, you've heard them all. And let the record show that we crossed the Hudson River without my mentioning it that time. Oh, yeah, there are transmitters in New Jersey, as I said. Okay, let's cross the Delaware River. We're going to go out into the central part of Pennsylvania for just a couple of minutes to hear the same station twice. Why is that? Well, listen.
At this time, radio station WTGC Lewisburg, Pennsylvania must leave the air as required to do so by the Federal Communications Commission. WTGC is owned and operated by Louis J. Meyerhofer and operates on a Canadian clear channel frequency of 1010 kilohertz with a power output of 2.2 watts from 6 a.m. to local sunrise and 1,000 watts from local sunrise to local sunset. Our studios and transmitter are located at Colonial Park RD1 along Route 15 just south of Lewisburg. We invite you to join us again tomorrow morning.
Okay, now that's one reason I wanted to play you the sign-off of that station. And here's the same station operating under a different call sign.
Sunday morning you can listen to Serenade in Blue at 7:30 a.m. here on WUDO Radio, Lewisburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay, that takes care of Pennsylvania rather well. Let's go down to Maryland. We have the same station twice out of Baltimore for the same reason.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the continuing history of black music from Super Soul.
The old brother, Super Soul, pens in at 9:30.
Could you make that out okay? WSID in Baltimore. That call disappeared some years ago.
WYST with your chance to win $2,652 in cash. Coming up in minutes, 2:59 with Dan O'Neill on the most beautiful day of the fall. You got Hit Radio, WYST Baltimore.
Isn't that a nice bright sound? I think that's a good sound out of Baltimore there. What do you say we go a little bit west now, out to Beckley, West Virginia, and see what they have on the air at 1010?
On selected models and for specified terms through May 2nd at participating dealers.
Hi, this is Dawn at WCSC here in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. Right now we're going to take a look at our weather picture. It's going to be sunny.
Which also explains why our trip took us through so many states. Berkeley Springs, huh? Okay, well, I had the right state. Give me that. Let's see, taking a look at the little old map, I guess it's time to go down into North Carolina. I got a clean break now out of WFGW.
This is WFGW, WMIT, Black Mountain, Asheville, the Carolinas Christian Voice. It's 2 o'clock.
And if we switch over now to Interstate 85, we find ourselves in one of the proudest cities in the United States.
With gospel favorites, news, weather, and traffic with 50,000 watts. And we're proud of it. WGUN Atlanta.
Good afternoon. I'm Mark McKinnon in the AM 1010 WGUN News Center with cloudy skies at 12 o'clock. We have 75 degrees.
Not only that, but Atlanta certainly is a center of communications these days. What with Ted Turner's networks, he must have about 30 or 40 networks there on radio and television. I guess I exaggerate a little bit. This next station comes to us from the most northeasterly corner of Florida that you can imagine. In fact, this station is no longer here. It used to identify as Jacksonville Beach. And that kind of means something. Doesn't that have a nice ring to it? And now they call it Baldwin. Well, we don't have Baldwin on tape, but we got Jacksonville Beach. I think that's a better one to have anyway.
WXTL, Jacksonville Beach, Life Radio at 1010.
This is news from the USA Radio Network. I'm Paula Rice.
You know, it may be that that station got in the same trouble as one I once worked for. The station WIMG for many years identified as Trenton. In fact, its predecessor call signs, it had several, WAAT and others, in Trenton, New Jersey. And then they found after one of the engineering proof of performance tests that we weren't reaching on the furthest southeasterly corner of the city of Trenton. So the FCC made them change to the town of Ewing, E-W-I-N-G in your log, you'll find. No change in the station, no change in the call sign, no change in anything except that the FCC wouldn't let them identify. Possibly Jacksonville Beach got in the same trouble, and that's why they now have to ID as Baldwin, which doesn't mean much to anybody. However, further down the peninsula and going out to the Gulf Coast, about 6 miles from where I live, we hear this.
AM 1010, an Infinity Broadcasting Station.
You know, that AM-FM combination has the largest QM audience in the whole Tampa Bay area, and it's one of the few stations, at least on AM, that doesn't identify as Tampa Bay. It ID'd, perhaps you didn't hear it, but Sefner, S-E-F-F-N-E-R is the name of the town. Sefner, Tampa is the way it's IDs. Now, WQYK, Infinity Broadcasting, they weren't always Infinity, and they weren't always WQYK.
This is WCBF Tampa.
Now, you notice they use the word Tampa. So, once again, there have been some... I know the FCC cracked down a number of years ago on how you identify yourself. You must have a city-grade signal over the city of your license. And if you don't, then you have to identify with some other city. It's that simple. And maybe that's what all of those stations have been doing, and nobody bothered to tell me. What do you say we get out of Florida now and head north? Let's go up through... we'll go up through Mississippi on our way up to Tennessee and Indiana and Michigan and all that.
America's Country Classics is a trademark of American Music Formats, Incorporated.
Join us each Sunday afternoon for America's Country Classics here from AM 1010 WMOX Meridian, Mississippi. Our time is 6 o'clock. It's time now for your Live and Light program.
Okay, time really to move north to Gallatin, Tennessee.
WHIN Gallatin, the afternoon report.
They're bullish today on Wall Street.
Okay, and as we move north, this next one might throw you a little bit because it's coming to you from Indiana, regardless of what you think.
get burned.
WCSI, Columbus.
1010 CSI News, this is Mary Liz Nolan reporting.
Stephen, you're a better man.
When you're listening to country music, you're listening to WITL, AM and FM, Lansing.
Now, American Country Countdown, brought to you in part by Chevy Truck.
Okay. This next one is a very interesting ID to me. I don't understand how they did it. I guess technically I do, but I don't know on the program log how they would call for this. This is a network baseball broadcast, play-by-play, coming out of Milwaukee. And you're going to be listening to the Stevens Point, Wisconsin station. And obviously they have the play-by-play announcer's voice giving their ID. But they have worked it into the middle of a baseball game without a call for a station break. And I'm wondering if by any chance the network uses a subsonic tone to call for a station ID instead of saying, let's pause 10 seconds, you know, the way they normally do in a baseball game. You listen to it and see if you draw any conclusions. Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Here is Chris Fazio to the leadoff man, Gino Petralli, and he fouled it back, strike one. WSPO, Stevens Point. With Brewer Baseball. One strike on Gino Petralli and Basio's next delivery, and it's...
You hear the fella say with Brewer's Baseball. That came live from the park. That wasn't part of the ID, I don't think. The ID wouldn't extend that long, so that's a mystery. I leave that to you. Let's go on with the travelogue. We'll go down to Iowa, and then a couple in Missouri, and Arkansas, even, and then to Texas, and then we'll go out west.
1201, you're tuned to H89.5 FM, KHKE, Cedar Falls, Waterloo, and AM 1010, KRNI, Mason City.
This concludes a broadcast day of KXEN, the gospel voice of Mid-America, operating on its assigned frequency of 1010 kilohertz with 50,000 watts. Missouri's most powerful independent AM broadcast facility and as powerful as any AM station in the nation, this is KXEN St. Louis Festus. We bid you a pleasant good evening.
Oh, and by the way, we should comment that it's perfectly proper to pronounce that word kilohertz. Hertz like it hurts when you hurt yourself. He had an affected way of pronouncing it. Okay, we're still in Missouri.
This is KCHI, 1010 AM, Stereo 104 FM, Chillicothe, Missouri.
Hi, good morning, everybody. I'm Chet Douglas with the latest from ABC.
In stereo, this is Arkansas Country, KLRA in Little Rock. At the tone will be 2 AM. Good morning.
Okay, moving into the Lone Star State. This first one's a little tough to follow.
K-N-A-T.
El número es...
2-10 AM.
El nombre...
La Tremenda.
KLAT, Houston.
That's the legal ID. Good boy, he did it right.
KBBW, Waco, Moreland.
News from the USA Radio Network. I'm Alan Mallory.
Could you catch that KBBW in Waco, Texas?
In Marina Del Rey.
Country's best. And none of the rest. Y94 is KBUY-FM, KDJWAM Amarillo. Good morning. It's 1 minute after 8 o'clock. I'm John Hart, 801. Nice looking day. Hi, 83 this afternoon. Right now in the mid-50s, here's Susan Hartley with the news.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, October 1st. News is a service of Heath Furniture.
Well, very good, Susan. You know, one of the darndest sights that I have ever seen is right beside Interstate 40, just about beside it, in Amarillo, Texas. You might say, well, what's that, John? And the answer is, it's a half a dozen or 8 or 10 Cadillac automobiles buried in the sand of Amarillo, just their noses so their tail fins stick up. And they're spaced out very much like a graveyard of Cadillacs. And you wonder, what's that for? And the answer is, that's the Cadillac monument. And you say, yeah, but I don't understand. And they say, well, you know, can't explain something to you if you don't understand. Honestly, I swear to you, that's just the kind of answer you get.
The flagship station for the Colorado Farm Ranch Radio Network, KKGZ, KSIR, Bryce, Fort Morgan.
the Christian voice of the valley, the spirit of 1010, KXCG, Tolleson, Phoenix.
And now, on to California, where we hear...
KCHJ, Delano.
And that's all we hear from KCHJ in Delano. But if we go to the Bay Area, that's the other Bay Area from Tampa, the San Francisco Bay Area, we hear...
San Francisco y toda el área de la Bahía.
Y ahora... con el mundo.
But wait, it gets better.
10:10.
Buenos días, son las 10 de la mañana.
KIOY, KIQI, San Francisco.
Okay, that takes care of the Bay Area pretty well. Let's go north now, up to the city of Portland, or right outside. In fact, this is the city of Milwaukee, Oregon.
Nobody rocks Portland like KZRC. You are KZRC, Milwaukee, Portland, the satellite station.
Can't get enough of that music. Well, we have one more station for you on this 1010 tape, and I'm wondering if any of you will have any luck deciding what the weather was like at the time I made this particular recording.
CFRB. CFRB, 1010 Toronto.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Ann Winstanley, CFRB News.
Okay, we were right across the lake from CFRB in New York State. And, of course, we are in a downpour and a thunderstorm, and we just decided we aren't going to wait another 2 or 3 hours for the storm to pass, so forgive us. CFRB, that's the dominant station in at least the northeast part of the northern hemisphere. Well, this wraps up the 1992 portion of the travelogue, and, of course, it's been a beautiful year for the audio service, with more to come. I want to thank the many contributors this year to the travelogue collection of IDs, Camille Petreca on the East Coast, and Mark Marino on the West Coast, and Dale Hamm from all over the South, I guess. Mark Strickert, of course, and Rick Dow and Ernie Wesolowski from the Midwest. Oh, yeah. Wayne Heinen, who does so much for the NRC and the new logbook, and his friend Doug Pollock. And Carl Dabelstein, no sooner had he moved from Kansas City to the Twin Cities, but he gave me a complete band scan from Minneapolis-St. Paul, and that's great, Carl. Good to hear from you at the Omaha Convention, too, even by telephone. Sorry we missed you there in person. And Jerry Starr, none other than Jerry Starr, of all people. By the way, Jerry points out that the ID I played for you last summer at 980 on the dial of WESA in Charleroi, Pennsylvania, was mislabeled. On the ID itself, the announcer mentions Radio 98, but that's their FM side, I'm sorry to say. WESA should be at 940 on your tapes. Thanks, Jerry. I can't wait for you to mispronounce some city's name. We heard from Fred Wobey's trip to North Dakota. That was great. And, of course, John, has taped IDs for us this year and helps keep me from losing tapes and keeps the computer system that we have for keeping track of everything in order. And, you know, next year should really be a tiger for us all when we travel to Western Tennessee and Arkansas and Western New Mexico and Arizona, if our plans continue. We're going to spend a goodly number of weeks in Wisconsin, too, all over the state. So we really can't wait to get started again. That's all that's on this tape, Connie. Tell your dad I hope he gets better. Thank you very much, Connie, for what you've done on the DX Audio Service. And tell your dad I'll be talking to him via tape or telephone or something in a little while, maybe a month from now. Who knows? Be good, Connie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, John, and thanks. I hope I get to see Linda and you real soon. By the way, I'm in charge of opening Dad's Christmas presents this year. Now it's time for our Missings from Members.
Greetings, Audio Service members. This is Marty Rimpaugh in Oakland. Today is Monday, November 2nd, and this morning at 6 a.m., KRDX at 650 in Rancho Cordova, California, changed from Spanish to a news talk format. Apparently, there's going to be a lot of satellite feeds in the midday and evening hours. I'm not too sure about that. I heard some business radio network stuff on there this morning. And Rick Stewart and company have the Sunrise Show with news, traffic, etc. So, brand new KRDX, Rancho Cordova, is now News Talk AM 650. That's all.
Hi, this is Greg Jack in Olympia. We have an interesting phenomenon here in the radio band. KGY, which is at 1240, has created KGY-FM now, which they're about the last station I ever thought would do something like this. And they're running the Satellite Music Network's classic rock format. So I had the interesting experience of calling up what I thought was KGY-FM and giving them, wanting to give them reception information because they were testing, and talking to some guy who didn't have the foggiest idea where Olympia was. But what I was wondering is when they were testing, since the satellite network was running commercials, what I was wondering, is that legal? I've never heard a station actually run commercials while they were testing. It was really a bit odd. And I don't know exactly when they quit testing. It was kind of like when they got around to not saying they weren't testing and just went ahead and ran the format. But that's it from here. I hope your carpal tunnel thing turns out okay.
Good morning, Fred. This is Paul Burkhardt from Watertown, Massachusetts, on Friday, November 6th. I've just found out that WFLA, according to Glenn Hauser's World of Radio, they have a shortwave affiliate on 25.870 megahertz. They are broadcasting on Narrowband FM. If anybody would like to hear the Rush Limbaugh program that cannot get it overseas, 25870, you can hear them between 1 and 4 p.m. I have just found this out on last Monday afternoon. They're not very strong shortwave outlet, but WFLA at 25.870 megahertz is the shortwave affiliate for those that might be interested. Thank you.
Hello, this is Victor Schmidt from Silver Spring, Maryland. I got my November audio service tape not too long ago. First of all, I'd like to wish everybody at the service happy holidays, and I'd like to wish a special happy holiday season to Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh. I'm waiting eagerly for his reports on reception from Pittsburgh. And I also want to say a special hello to Paul Burkhardt of Watertown, Massachusetts. I called him last night and had a nice conversation with him. He's going to tell me what the AM band is like in the Boston area, since I used to live up there from 56 through 62. Again, have a happy holiday season, everybody. Talk to you next time.
Ron Clark from Walkertown, North Carolina, sending season's greetings to Annette, Judy, and Don Wilkerson, Debbie and Randy Jones, Gene and Mike Corcoran, Wanda and Tandy Way, Chris and Doug Hunsinger, and by the way, Doug, I'm still waiting for a call, Marcy Scott, Linda and John Balker, Debbie, Connie, and Fred Volby, and all of you have a good holiday season and keep up the good work and enjoy the magazine. So long and bye for now.
Hi, Fred, and members of the DX Audio Service. I'd like to have Christmas greetings to all the people that work at the DX Audio Service, plus Jody Corsi, Ron Clark, and Mark Marino. Also, I'm looking for a couple of items. If you still have your DX Exchange, I'm looking for a TV radio made by either Realistic or GE that goes from all the way from 2 to 83. And I'm looking for either a Patrolman 6 or Patrolman 9 Radio Shack radio, which gets all the police bands on it. You can call me at 304-684-9278. Fred, on the previous call I made here, I don't know whether I said my name or not. I don't believe I did, but it's Don Wilkerson in West Virginia, and I'd like to say Merry Christmas to Jody Corsi and Ron Clark, and you all have a happy holidays, and we'll talk to you soon, I'm sure, and we enjoy the audio service, and we'll continue to do so. Thank you.
Hi, Fred and other audio service subscribers. This is Doug Hunsinger calling from Pittsburgh, PA. Just wanted to pass on holiday greetings to all of the staff at the audio service and to the members, including Victor Schmidt and Ron Clark, Bill Sparks, and anybody else that I might know. Also wanted to report a couple of format changes, one courtesy of Victor Schmidt, WANN, Annapolis, Maryland at 1190 drops. It's black format in favor of country music. So now they're Bay Country 1190. And 101.1 FM, WHOT in Youngstown. I'm sure you know this one, Jerry, has dropped its AOR, album-oriented format for Top 40 CHR. So that's it from here. Hope everybody has a good holiday season.
This is Tim Hendel in Miami. I don't know when this happened, but I just discovered it today, November 17th. WAMT Titusville, Florida, 1060 on the dial, is back on with sort of a Music of Your Life format after being off the air several months after their Spanish format failed. Also, WKWF, 1600 on the dial, Key West, Florida, is off the air. That leaves that city with only one AM station on 1500, though they have several FMs.
Hello there. This is Doug Emerson calling from Painesville, Ohio. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all the NRC and DXAS family, in particular to Mike Corcoran and his wife Jean in Montpelier, Ohio, and to Councilman Tom Likens and his wife Barbette in Louisa, Kentucky. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody during this most sacred time of year. 73's Good DX, and God bless all.
And this is Tom Likens reporting from the Gem City of the Big Sandy Valley, Louisa, Kentucky, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas. And a bulletin announcement that I heard today, have no details, that the big one, 700 WLW, has won the war between themselves and 55 KRC in that they, WLW, and their owners have purchased 55 KRC. Now, I understand that on the Cincinnati TV news tonight, of course this information is second-handed, that there was a big story about it, and maybe between now and by the time the audio service goes to production, there can be something made mention about the purchase and what format changes or programming changes will occur. I want to say Merry Christmas to my great friend in beautiful Painesville, Ohio, at the Broadcast Plaza on 39 Pearl Street, Mr. Doug Emerson. Everybody have a great holiday season and great DX.
This is Doug Hunsinger in Pittsburgh, PA, probably too late for the DX audio service for December, but I've noted 1110 a.m. doing some equipment testing here. Probably WKEG in Washington, PA, but no IDs yet. First noted at 10 o'clock local time Sunday morning the 22nd, and the transmitter's been off and on. I've just recently started playing country music, so no IDs yet, but probably WKEG in Washington, PA.
If you have a DX tip or something to tell us, call us at 224-3916. Hey, Dad, can you give me a hand with this?
Sure, Connie. You go ahead and read the first sentence.
The National Radio Club would like to announce the new 1992-1993 DX calendar.
This 13-month wall calendar features October 1992 to October 93, and the place where a photo would be contains the sunrise-sunset map of the United States for each month.
Instructions for the proper use of the maps included.
A great DXing aid to all DXers.
Unlike some other calendars, this calendar has official U.S. holidays and religious holidays included.
Orders to the U.S. and Canada are U.S. $4. Orders to Latin America are U.S. $5. Orders to Europe are U.S. $6, and to the rest of the world, U.S. $7.
Order from the National Radio Club.
Okay, Publication Center.
Publication Center, P.O. Box 164, Mansfield,
New York.
New York, 13661-0164, USA.
As always, the National Radio Club appreciates your help in publicizing our products. Sounds like a great gift, doesn't it, Connie?
Mm-hmm.
It's about 10 o'clock in the evening on Monday the 23rd, and Connie's gone to bed, so I thought I'd whip off a few words of wisdom here on the end of side one here at the DX Audio Service. As you heard on the beginning of the audio service, my surgery has been postponed until December the 18th. Now, because of that, and because of the Christmas rush, I want to make sure everyone gets their tapes. So I'm going to be putting together the DX Audio Service about a week ahead of time. So if you have any information that should go on the Musings for Members line, be sure to call it up as quick as possible. And if you have any last-minute address changes, be sure to call the office. Number will be on side two of this cassette. That's it from my side. Connie will be back on part two with more of the DX Audio Service. This is Fred. Don't call me Lefty Vobey, 73, and good DX to you. Thank you.